Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 288 for Monday, March 2nd. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market was slightly stronger on Monday, as the weaker Canadian dollar helped make canola more attractive on the world stage. Canola was up $1 to just under $2, with the most active May contract up $1.20 at $470.50 per ton. European rapeseed futures were also stronger, which lent support to canola prices. A trucking dispute in Brazil has caused disruptions to the supply chain down there, which underpin the market. However, losses in the U.S. soy complex and Malaysian palm oil were bearish for canola and limited the gains. The weather in South America is said to be generally favorable for the crops in Argentina and Brazil, which are just coming onto the market right now. Canola is approaching some key resistance points on the price chart. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, wheat, and corn were all lower. Soybeans were down 11 to 18 cents, with the May contract down 18 at 10.13 per bushel. Worries over the truckers' strike in Brazil are easing as the government has stepped in to ensure conditions return to normal. The 99 roadblocks in the country have dropped to 12. Still, there are concerns over the situation. The May soybeans contract has fallen below the 100-day moving average. Harvesting weather in Argentina and Brazil has been good. Corn was 4 to 5 cents lower, with the most frequently traded May contract at $3.88 a bushel. Prices dropped with crude oil as ethanol gets harder to sell in the face of cheap gasoline. At the same time, though, some ethanol blenders bought cheaper supplies now for use later. Demand for U.S. corn is under pressure right now due to the extremely cheap corn coming out of Ukraine. There were heavy deliveries made against the expiring March contract. Wheat was lower, down 12 to 13 cents, with the May contract in Chicago down 13 at $5 per bushel. The U.S. dollar continues to be a bearish force for U.S. wheat. Despite concerns over damage to U.S. crops from cold weather, the U.S. dollar continues to reduce wheat's competitiveness on the world stage. The best buyers right now are speculators. The U.S. Midwest received a lot of snow last week, which should help it deal with any future lower temperatures. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Monday, March 2nd. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.